you know, do you want to nosh on something? And so as we try to develop this, we're in our third year. So nosh is clearly just a snack, sip, and socialize. So you just kind of do the same thing at this event. You have an opportunity to experience. Within the college, we have two different areas that actually provide really excellent service for food. And we have a conferencing and dining center that does a lot of our catering. And then we have the academic side and the culinary side where we have all of our students. It's the night when we blend together and we do everything culinary. So you will walk into certain areas where the conferencing and dining will do some appetizers, some stuff that they like to feature for weddings and things like that, and kind of show what their, you know, what their stage is for your events. And then you walk over to the culinary side and you see all the students that are in training in every classroom with action interactive stations. So just for instance, we have a room that's just going to have sushi, and we're going to teach you how to roll sushi while you're there at the event. There's going to be a room upstairs that's called Smoking It. And all of these are built over our classes that we run for the community. So our institute runs them. So we kind of preview the classes. So upstairs, it's called Smoking It, briskets, barbecued butts, the whole thing. All the sauces are made, all the, you know, everything's smoked. You come up, you interact with it. We have a ravioli making downstairs where you can make your pasta dough. And so it's just kind of fun and light, and you kind of walk around and do your thing. And so 3 years ago, we started this as a concept, and it's just grown and grown and grown. It's really become a spectacular event.
Wow, I didn't realize there are that many layers to it. And it's really kind of cool how you detail all that. You were talking about how you've got ravioli making machines. You've got a whole smoking spot in this thing with some of the cocktails and things like that with the appetizers. Now, it should be noted, it's this Thursday, March 5th, that goes from 6 to 8:30 at night. Now, this is taking place right there in the Culinary Center, isn't it?
Sure, this will be. Well, it's featured in the Norton Culinary Building, and then it's also featured over in the Spitzer Conference Center. So the walls come down, and this is, like I said, where we get together. So you're going to get the journey around through the two levels that we have. So you're going to go through stations where there'll be desserts, and there'll be unique eateries and things like that. And so in the culinary side, you have two levels. And so our smoking unit is going to be on the top level. So you're going to be drawn up there by those flavors anyhow.
And the smells.
Oh, the smells are going to be fantastic. And then Chef Bradley Ball, who's my culinary program chef, and I, we're going to take on two demonstrations inside of our demo theater. And we're going to actually, we've flown in some salmon from Faroe Island up in the Iceland and kind of feature some of the things that we offer on our menu in our restaurant. So it's kind of a showcase of everything that we do, but in a really comfortable, cool style where basically nosh just sits right in there.
So the phrase nosh, I've heard that tossed around before. You mentioned that kind of growing up, that was one of your terms that you used?
They didn't say snack. They said, what do you want a nosh on? I figured a snack was actually possibly my meal. So, you know, the nosh was here. It's just something that tied you over. And it was just kind of a breaker. So if you were at school and you had a long day, my mother would say, hey, you want a nosh on something? I meant, let's sit down and have a conversation. Let's talk. You're probably hungry. Let's talk about your day. So that's kind of what we're doing here, but we're doing it a little bit bigger venue.
Yeah, a little bit bigger venue. And, of course, you know, the Culinary Center is on display here. You guys will also have some live music and entertainment as well.
There is live music. This year they've added live music. There's a gentleman that's going to come, and he is going to play on the center stage inside of the Reaser Room. And, you know, so that kind of helps kind of loosen things up, too. It's going to be a great night. You know, I probably have about 35 students that are going to be active there, so it's a real big showcase for them. And it kind of gives them an opportunity also to work along with the guests that come in, because one of the big things is communication. So these people are going to be talkative. They're going to be enjoying the night. I'm sure they're going to grab some of the students and ask questions. So it's a very, very fun night for us.
So one of the cool things about having the chance to speak with you about the way this program is run, you think about running a culinary institute, right? You think about sitting down, putting the ingredients together, making a good-looking dish and a good-tasting dish. But this program's about a lot more than just that. You just detailed the communication, too. And one of the things you've told me in the past is that you have the students get involved in so much more than just making a good-looking or good-tasting dish. You actually kind of rotate them in and out. They're not just in the back cooking. You have a lot of them rotate in and out, hosting and waiting tables. Yes. And doing all those things that are encompassed by putting a really good-looking product together.
Absolutely. Well, within the restaurant at Sage and Siege, which we have open, actually tonight is the final night of the first eight-week block that we have. It's going to reopen on the 25th of March for another 7 weeks. On Tuesdays and Wednesday nights, but it's important for them to get out and be on the front and be in the back because they have to work together. And so I constantly stress that, but they used to fight it. They don't fight it anymore. They just go in. They do what they got to do. They create some great communication skills. They understand what the plate is when it goes out to the guest. So when the freshman students are now doing that in their senior year in the kitchen, they see the segue between how important it is to know the product, to sell the product. And we get them in front of everything. We give them life skills. It's not directly out of the book or out of these books with recipes that are traditional. We put them into those situations where they really have to think and learn and react and, you know, sometimes make impulse decisions, you know, based upon whatever may be coming their way. And the end product has to be on a high level. So we're pretty proud of what's happening there.
Sage and seed is just such an interesting concept to me. You mentioned that tonight's the last night for the first 8 weeks of the second semester. You kickstart the second one here in just a couple weeks on March 25th. How cool has that been, not only for you to run that, but for the students who have participated in that as well?
It's an amazing experience for them because some have never worked out in a restaurant before. And when the restaurant opened and we really got this thing kicking up about 3 years ago, it started to draw this attention. It has grown into this really spectacular dining destination now. And the possibilities are endless. You know, we constantly look at doing upgrades to it. We stay current with our trends on the menu. And the students couldn't be happier to be on view because there's just a glass wall in between both sides. And so the guests get to look in. It's really been an eye-opener for some students, and they really find their niche on what they want to do. They realize that there's more than just that beautiful plate that has to happen. And so the whole thing comes together. It's really, for those that have not been there, it's an experience, and you get to engage, and you really get to see what the culinary program is building these individuals for the workforce.
So how does that work then? Do you have to have reservations? Is it open to the public? Or how does that work for Sage & Seed?
It is a reservation only. In the infantile stages, we just, you know, walk in to get things going. And we grew a little bit faster than we wanted to. It wasn't a bad growing pain. It was actually very great. We have a reservation line. It's 366-7007. It's a 440 area code. And you could call and leave a message. We will call back and confirm because it is a class still. We have to make sure that we're doing our outcomes and our curriculum is getting taught, so we can't get barraged at 5 o'clock with 100 people. But we like to space it out. We do like to stress them out a little bit. You know, we will push certain circumstances. But the menu is online. It's on our website. If you go to LCC homepage and you go under Community tab and click onto the Culinary Arts Institute, you'll find out everything culinary on there. Not just about the restaurant, but all the conferencing options there as well. And you'll see all the events coming up for the classes that we offer, too.
Very cool stuff. Again, Chef Adam Schmidt with Lorain County Community College's Culinary Arts Institute is our guest here on Bullseyeing on the Afternoon. Well, the NOSH event on Thursday, is that reservation as well, or is that open to the public?
So right now it's a reservation, so there's limited tickets left, and you can call the conferencing center. If you go to our website, the number's there as well. I believe the tickets are $10, and I believe that maybe tomorrow may be the last day to get those tickets in. We try and bring about 300, 350 people in and really give them an experience. So those that have an interest in everything about culinary should really jump on that and come join us. And hopefully you'll find one of us walking around and we get a chance to say hello. It's a busy night for everybody, yeah.
I would imagine it's pretty crazy, but also a lot of fun and a pretty cool learning experience for the students as well. You guys also allow the students to do a little bit of teaching of their own, too. You guys have classes for both kids and teens. You have cooking classes for both those groups. What are some of the details with those?
So we offer classes, and this was built upon the desire to have kids, first of all, learn about nutrition and value of food and putting it together. So we have different age brackets. We have what we call the beginner bracket, which could be anything from a kindergartner up to about an 8 or 9 year old. And then we go into a teen package, which is called the advanced, and that's anywhere from 10 to 17 years old. What we do is we just develop courses. So maybe one day it's about pizza making. Another day it's how to make sandwiches, egg cookery. They're making pasta. And so they're walking into these classes in hands-on, two-hour, one-stop classes. They come in. The student chefs that were with me last year are now my teaching assistants. So they know how to do this. So the culture keeps on turning over and over. And it's really taken off like wildfire. There's a lot of other organizations that have joined us. United Way does a program with us now. And they send kids in. And, you know, they don't want to leave. You know, and when they do leave, they are coated in flour and everything else. And it's fun because a little frosting here and there. You know, they get the experience. They learn about the kitchen, and it's also a skill where maybe they can actually help at home a little bit for the parents that get home late. You know, it's always nice to have a child kind of help you out a little bit.
It's not a bad way of thinking about it. Yeah. I hadn't looked at it that way,
well,
but you're right.
You know,
yeah. There are some risks involved.
The logistics aren't out there yet, and HR hasn't called me, but we're we're working through it, and there's been, you know, it's been really a lot of fun. We build the classes. We run them through all summer. We also have a level where we take on the adults, too. So it's not just on the teen level, and we do classes on a Friday night. Some of the past ones we've done, Aw Shucks, which was all about oysters. We brought in about 400, 500 oysters from all over the West Coast and East Coast. That's all we did, all different, five, six different recipes of it, grilling, shucking. We've done wok classes, how to cook with a wok and Asian ingredients. We've done a sushi class we have going, and on March 13th, we have a class called Pigging Out. And my chef is bringing in a hog, and they're going to break down that hog, and then they're going to do all kinds of different stuff. And then at the end of the night, they're actually going to have a big old dinner, and people are going to sit down. And it's kind of nice because it's kind of a happy hour scene for the adults and the adults only. We don't, obviously don't do that for the teen classes, but we like you to relax and kind of enjoy. Some people just come because they want to have a good meal. Other people, they throw on an apron, they get interactive, and we encourage that because that's kind of how we run our kitchens. And they get to see our beautiful facility as well, and most people are pretty amazed when they walk in there.
It's hard not to be. You know, of all the remotes that we've done out at the Spitzer Conference Center, you guys are, of course, right next to that gigantic facility, too, which is really cool. We get an opportunity to see that firsthand. It really, really is fun stuff. You mentioned some of the local organizations that you work with when you're dealing with the kids, but also you guys work a lot with local farmers. And I know the whole Brunch with a Farmer thing is a big part of what you guys do, too. That's got to be a really cool partnership to be a part of.
It's pretty amazing, and it's actually really taken on a very important role with us because we started with just a few farms, and now we're more than a handful of handfuls of farms, local, mostly Lorain County, where they open up their farms to the students, and they'll go out in the fall, and they'll actually go to the farm, and they think they're going to like meet the farmer, and then all of a sudden they pull out a till, and they're digging in the ground, and they're seeding, and then they come back 6 weeks later, and this stuff gets folded into their classes, so they learn to appreciate. And so the farms we're dealing with, anything from a dairy farm to a hog farm. We have a Flynn show cattle out in Wellington and Coleman Garden and Avon Lake. And the farmers and the growers are so open and wonderful with the students, you know, very engaging with education and insight. And so now I find out, I was with one of them the other day, that the students are actually just showing up on the farm to say hello. So apparently the relationship has really grown a little bit outside and a little bit more than we thought it was going to. So it's a really unique opportunity.
And I would like to think, too, that that's a really cool experience for the kids. Not only, I mean, for the students, it's such an opportunity to learn, you know, farm to table, right? Nobody really wants to think about what's in between. But there are so many steps along the way. That's got to be a fun part of the learning process for the students, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. You know, the conventional box of opening it up is, oh, here it is. It came in the back door. And so they get to see the face that planted it, and they get to see how long it took to mature. And so they understand, well, I better treat this a little bit nicer. And so they do a little bit more research on what the product is and what it can be utilized in. And it's just they really engage and they appreciate things on a much higher level. You know, of course, you still get things in, you know, potatoes, bulk, things like that. But now they're starting to pick out, you know, certain things. We go out to the Vegetable Institute, the CVI, and they go and they look at all the little microgreens and all little baby vegetables, and they're really cute and everything, but there's a special need and there's a special reason why they're used in plates, and so we're really getting all that stuff in front of them.
You were telling me before we jumped on the air, about 60 students are involved in the program right now?
We have anywhere between 60 to 70 students at one time that are in process from their freshman year to their final year, where they're going through their advanced courses or whether they're in their hospitality and tourism courses. And so they are constantly circling around through classes. And what's really unique is that they've blended all together. So now there's like this camaraderie there's between the senior class and the freshman class. They blend in and they actually help us with events now and they kind of coordinate. So they're like kind of like forming a little club on us, which is kind of very unique too. But we do have students. We normally have 35 to 40 that come in, and the interest in the program has just skyrocketed as we've reached out to a lot of the vocational centers. We do a lot of recruiting. We do a lot of demonstrations with them. And I think when you have a really successful program, it really kind of opens the eyes of those that are really leaning that way. And we're really catching a lot of great students that are coming from this area and joining us.
Mostly college age or traditional college age kids, or do you have kind of a mix?
Well, we're once again, I could use the word unique because this year we actually have two students that are actually in high school in the early college program that are 16 and 17 years old inside of our foundation classes, sauce and skills courses. So now we've kind of even reached a level where they're coming in and they're going to get credit while they're in high school to do it. We had a 60-year-old graduate 2 years ago. We have people, we have adults, we open our doors to it all. One of the very important things is that they all are learning at the same pace. So they all learn how to work with different age brackets, different kind of individuals, different thought processes. And quite honestly, it's kind of interesting to see how they all blend.
Wow. Very, very cool stuff. Well, make sure that you have the opportunity, check out Nosh. Sip, snack, social, simply put, right? Really cool stuff. You can check out the Lorain County Community College homepage, lorainecc.edu, and then do a /culinary institute. There's some details in there you could take a look at for the Nosh event. That's this Thursday, March 5th. It goes from 6 to 8:30. Just $10 will get you in. Really, really cool stuff, and you'll get some great sights and smells and tastes along the way. Chef Smith, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks.
In studio. Always a pleasure to talk what's going on with the Lorain County Community College Culinary Arts Institute. And we'll have you on again soon for sure, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, that's Lorain County.